Are you serious? No, of course I didn't know. Who tells me anything these days? I mean, wasn't it some random guy last weekend? And then I think even the weekend before that, it was two guys. Hey, none of our business, I guess. Wonder who it'll be this weekend. No, I don't think I really feel like going to a party this weekend. Kinda just feel like sitting back. No coursework. Got all that done throughout the week. Why is it so shocking to you that I have no plans? Like, this isn't just a new thing for me. Yeah, and it gets boring. It's the same thing at every single party, every single bar. Always the same thing. Well, just because I'm not going out doesn't mean you have to hold back. Okay, go have fun for me. Tell me what you got up to. Let me know who it was this weekend, because I need to know. Hey, isn't that our new psychology professor's office? Yeah, the 10:30 a.m. class. Well, it's the only door down this hallway that doesn't have a name card on it yet. What? No. No, I'm just making sure. You know, sometimes psychology is one of those subjects that is better talked through than taught, in my opinion, so. Plus, I mean, he did make it a point to tell us where his office was. He wouldn't do that if he didn't want us to know. All right. Like I said, have fun for me this weekend. Yeah, I'll call you if I change my mind. All right, see ya. I could have sworn that's where he said his office would be. Guess there's only really one way to find out. Hey, are you busy? No? Mind if I come in? Hey. Yeah, my name's Kitten. I'm from your 10:30 a.m. class. Yeah, that's the one. No questions. Currently, I feel like I'm understanding it pretty well. But if anything comes up, I'll let you know. I wasn't sure if this was your office, so I just wanted to make sure. Didn't know that you'd be here. Oh. Well, shoot, they should really get moving on that name card, huh? Sounds like you're gonna be here for a while. No, I just wanted to make sure. I was just telling my friend actually outside. Psychology is one of those topics that I feel like people should just talk through, so if I ever come across something that I need to talk to you about, it's good to know where you'll be. Yes, I take psychology very seriously. Do you mind if I sit down? We can just have a conversation, kind of become acquainted. I mean, of course, if you're not busy. All right, perfect. Oh, yeah, no, I noticed the two perfectly good chairs behind me. Don't you worry. I just wanted to sit on your desk. Feels a little less formal, you know. So, any plans this weekend? No, yeah. Very similar plans for me too. Nice, kind of having a quiet weekend. Oh, yeah, real surprising for a college student, I know. I literally just got done getting shit from my best friend over it. How has this guy not noticed me? No, I didn't see anything. So, how are you liking it here? I just ask because, you've been here for a couple of weeks, and it's really odd to me that you don't remember the first name of somebody who sits in the front of your class. No, I didn't mean to call you out. No, I was just making sure if it was getting too stressful for you. I'm sure you take on a lot as a psychology teacher. I can only imagine. If only there was some way you could relieve that tension. Oh, no, I didn't say anything. You're hearing things, I swear. Yeah, I do really enjoy it here. Only currently on my second year. I have a lot more to go ahead, too. So, back to your weekend. I do remember earlier this week you said that your wife was going to be out. Where'd she go? Out of state, huh? Far, far away. Like I said, you're hearing things. That's cool. Does she just have weekends off or something? Oh, no, I'm sorry if I'm butting in too much. Okay. No, I don't mean to be nosy. I was just trying to create small talk. Oh. So she doesn't work, huh? You're just kind of taking over all the bills? Life? Yeah. I know how that feels to have to pick up everything after somebody else. Anyway, yeah, no, you're right. We should change the subject. No, I think I'm just tired. It's been a really long week. I got all my coursework done for this weekend, so. Are you just grading papers? I mean, mine's already turned in. What does it matter if I see them? What? Am I getting too close? I'm sorry. What can I say? Your office is really relaxing. And so is just your overall presence. I mean, I get it, psychology professor, but honestly, I never expected this from college. It's really nice. No, I just noticed that your ring is off. Isn't that a big no-no? Oh. I see. So you're left-handed, and it cramps your finger from writing so much? Sounds like a lie to me. No. No, I didn't say anything, I swear. What? Am I hitting on you? Well, maybe. Just a little bit. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but notice you. Pretty much all of my instructors are not my type. It's the best way I can put it. But then you come in. with your tight slacks, your soft voice, a strong demeanor you walk around with. And I can't help but notice those things, being a young college student, surrounded by a bunch of other college guys that are worried about the next frat party, or who's gonna get the most drunk. How boring. I'm sorry, am I taking it too far? I probably should stop, shouldn't I? But, you know, I don't think even that desk could hide the bulge in your slacks. Maybe you shouldn't wear them so tight if you don't want to show it off. And on that note, I noticed that when I am sitting up at the front, like I usually do, you sit at your desk more often. I've always been curious of that. Yeah, I know, it's only been 2 weeks and I've been able to notice it. Is it because you do get hard for me? Because you have noticed me? You knew my name was Kitten, didn't you? Are you open with your personal life for a reason? Or did you tell all of your classes that day that your wife would be gone this weekend? You can't remember. Shame. You know, I'm not the only guilty one in this. I think we both know that. It's been a really warm spring, and I definitely have been able to get some use out of my skirts and shorts. Have you liked that? Yeah? Have you gone home to your wife and touched yourself thinking about it? I see you shift in your chair. I know you like this. How about I just come over here? Sitting in your lap. Now am I too close? No. I'm already here. I'm not gonna get up. And I know you don't want me to get up. Do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you feel how warm my pussy is through my panties? Through your slacks? I know you do. I know you've thought about this before. And I know you like it, because I can feel it through your pants. Stop being so shy about it. I'm not going to be. Tell me you like it. Say it. You've thought about how tight this pussy is, haven't you? This young college pussy. How quickly it gets so wet. Thinking about a college professor like you doing something naughty to me like this. Go ahead, put your hands on me. Like I said, this is no time to be shy. There you go. Oh. That's right. Grab my ass cheeks and spread them. Take off my shirt. There we go. Take off yours. God. Of course, I fucking thought about this. I've wanted to feel my tits on your chest for so long. The last 2 weeks. Pretty much since the first time I saw you. Oh God. Put me on the desk, please. Oh God. Fuck. Yeah. I'm not wearing panties. Yeah, you like my legs spread wide open for you like this? Skirt pushed up to my waist. Come here. Oh, please spit on my cunt. Not like it needs it. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, please. Bury your face in my fucking folds. I need it. Finally get a taste of that pussy you've been thinking about for the last 2 weeks. Oh, fuck. How often do you think about it every time you sleep next to your wife? Or when you're making dinner with her? Oh, God. What about when you fuck her? You do still fuck her, right? Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Please suck my clit. Finger fuck my cheek spot. I need it so bad. God. Yes. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Fuck me. Oh. Fuck me with your middle finger, please. Fuck. God, I've needed this so bad. But I can tell you've needed it so much more. Does it taste? Yeah. Nice and sweet. Oh, God. Shaven. Nice and smooth for you. Yeah, I bet you fucking love it. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Bury that tongue in my cunt. Stop. What? Oh, yes, Professor, I'll get on my knees for you. Oh. Take off that belt for you, too. Yeah, I can tell you've wanted this so bad, haven't you? Oh. 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 Are you gonna use your belt to choke me now? Pull out that fucking cock. Show it to me. I fucking need it. Oh my god. Please, yes. Yes, there it is. Wow. Oh, you have such a nice cock. Oh. Yeah. I bet your wife wouldn't let you choke her like this. Does she even suck your cock anymore? Yes, Professor, I'll shut the fuck up and suck your cock. God, you taste so fucking good. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Like choking me and watching my spit drop onto my tits. Oh, oh yes, my ass sticks out while I'm on my knees for you. Oh, yeah. Oh god. Fuck my throat, Professor. Oh, don't deprive me of it. I need it. I need it so bad. Oh, yeah. You're not being shy now, are you? As you dangle your cock over my mouth. Let me have it. Let me have it, please. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yes, yes, put me on the desk, back on the desk, bend me over. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, you're not taking your time at all, are you? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, shove it in my pussy. Oh. Oh, yeah. Slap that cock against my pussy and give it to me. I need it. I need you to fuck me like your wife won't. Use me to get some of those aggressions out. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you like my ass up in the air for you. Oh my god. Oh, can you feel my walls tighten around your cock? Oh my fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Lift my leg up. Oh, fuck me deep just like that. Yes. Oh god. Fuck. Yeah. God damn it. Your cock goes so much deeper than any of these college guys. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, I can't even feel you in my cervix. Oh, don't fucking stop. Pound me, pound me. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, you're gonna make me squirt all over that fucking cock. Huh? Yes, yes, I squirt. But your wife doesn't do that for you. Oh, what a shame. I can already tell you're gonna become addicted to this pussy, aren't you? Yeah. Keep fucking me just like that, just like that. I keep hitting my G-spot. Fuck, here it comes. I can feel it. I told you I leave big messes. That I was gonna squirt all over you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, put me on my back. Oh, fuck. Kiss me as you fuck me. I know you want to come. I can feel it. I can feel your cock pulsing inside of me. I know you want to fill my tight little college cut. Oh, God. Yeah, you're going to go home to your wife and you're going to try to fuck her, but you're not going to be able to, are you? No, you're not. Oh, God. Because all you're going to be doing is thinking about my tight little pussy. That's right. That's right. Fucking breed me. Breed me. You're already there. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, God. Please, fuck a baby into me. That's it. Ah. Yeah, there it is. Oh, fuck. Fill my tight little fertile pussy. Fill it. Oh. Love feeling your cock pulls in between my walls. Oh, God, yeah. The way your balls slap and tighten against my asshole. Fuck, that feels so good, Professor. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel your cum spilling out of me. Don't let me waste that. No. I'm gonna clean it all up. Like it off of my fingers. Now kiss me. It tastes so good, doesn't it? Me and you. So fucking good. Better than I imagined. And now you get to go home. And you get to sit with your thoughts all weekend while your wife is gone. Be honest with yourself. How long do you think before you touch yourself? Huh? She's not there to interrupt. And this will be the last thought that you go back home with. I see you take 5 steps in that doorway and you start thinking about it already. Barely make it home? Well, now I know where your office is. I have your number. Maybe I'll call you.